Welcome back and happy Monday afternoon to one and all. I hope you are safe and as dry as possible out there. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking floods and fascism. And trust me, there is a link. We'll be exploring more of that in this next half hour. We'll also be getting to J.D. Vance's disastrous interview on Fox News on Sunday related to the continuing, ongoing, never-ending, until Donald Trump actually releases some files problem related to Jeffrey Epstein. We'll touch on that, and we will, of course, get to those miraculous Milwaukee Brewers all coming to you in this next hour. In case you missed it, earlier today, Donald Trump has taken over control of Washington, D.C.'s law enforcement. Here's what he had to say this morning. Again, Jacob, let's take cut two.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back. Under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States, I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and you'll be meeting the people that will be directly involved with that. Very good people.
And then it's a bunch of nonsense from here on out. We'll get to some more sound from this. But just to be clear, in case you missed it, this is Donald Trump taking control of a city's police department. This is scary. This is bad. And Matt, you know, during the break, you and I were talking about the fact that we've had this thousand-year flood here in southeastern Wisconsin. We're going to talk more about that. We do, Matt and I want to hear from you. Have you had experience with floods in your own home, perhaps going back some 20, 25 years? Those of you who've listened to the show for a while know that I studied the willingness to pay of taxpayers for increased flood management when I was a graduate student in economics. We'll talk a little bit about that, what that told me back then and how it's relevant now. And yes, we will draw a line between Donald Trump's slow but persistent, I think indisputable, march towards martial law and increasing fascist tendencies to these increased risks of flooding and real danger posed to you and your family by climate change and these more acute, more dangerous weather events. Yep, they are related. Matt, let's get this conversation rolling here. When I hear Donald Trump talking about federalizing law enforcement in Washington, D.C., it raises a lot of questions for me because it's premised on this series of lies about the relative safety of Washington, D.C. He got up there and he lied about it. The crime in Washington, D.C. at a 30-year low, period, right. Full stop. So if that makes it okay for Donald Trump to seize control of local law enforcement, which means he can effectively direct local law enforcement, what's to prevent him from doing that in any American city?
Nothing. I mean, this is the problem. This guy doesn't even need a Reichstag fire. I mean, you know, there's no Reichstag fire. He invents it. You know, Trump land is a no-fact zone, and it doesn't matter what the actual facts are. He'll say the opposite. Yes. And what worries me now, first of all, is that this is just a prelude to the Insurrection Act and, yes, and total martial law, but also more in the next 2 months, for instance. What happens after 30 days? Because he only has permission for 30 days to have the National Guard there. But Congress, the Republicans who control Congress, they could extend that. And, you know, maybe he'll twist arms and, you know, extend that for another month or another 6 months, Lord knows. And again, he told us, you know, this is just a trial run for other big cities, Chicago, yeah, New York, Baltimore, Oakland. You heard the list.
Yeah. And this, to me, is this the larger picture here, and to draw the first connection line between these weather disasters that are devastating families here in the Milwaukee and Wisconsin area and Donald Trump's fascism is this. He creates things based on lies and falsehoods that scare people. And he directs resources based on that lie, based on that misdirection. At the same time, removing the EPA's authority to regulate things that have an impact on climate change, which is what actually is posing an everyday risk to Wisconsinites and Milwaukeeans and folks in Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids. We're paying attention to the wrong stuff because this guy wants to lie to us because he likes accumulating power. You know, again, we could look at the devastating cuts to FEMA funding. So, to me, though it seems like they are separate things, as I often stress on this show, Matt and others, they are really of a whole. You have to see the interrelationships to really grasp the state of peril that we're in. And this idea that it's all relative, there are no facts, oh, all politicians are rotten and bad, that doesn't help us focus our attention as citizens and neighbors and coworkers on the actual risks that our families face. So if you want to talk about making people safe, Mr. President, I suggest you don't deny the existence of climate change, right? You don't effectively trade campaign funding to the fossil fuel industry for removing all regulatory authority related to fossil fuels from the EPA. I mean, this stuff is insane, and they are deeply related. We know that this has been categorized as a 1,000-year flood. Let me make the connection line more explicit. It's not a 1,000-year flood. It's not anywhere close to a 1,000-year flood. And the reason we know that is that these statistics that label something a 1,000 or 100-year flood are now 30-plus years outdated, and they have not accounted for the overall increase in global temperatures since that time. That means we have old science dictating our current level of preparedness. This is a direct threat to your family's safety and wellness and economic security. An inch of water, according to the Wisconsin Commissioner of Insurance, standing water in a household can cause upwards of $25,000 worth of damage. We had recorded rainfalls in 4 to 6 hours across southeastern Wisconsin that topped a foot. So again, the threats to your family are very real. But they're not the threats that Donald Trump is trying to scare you about. They're a different, and we're just, again, resources are being diverted, programs slashed, when in fact we need those resources and programs more than ever. And again, FEMA is just one example of this, but this is the strategy of fascists the world over, as history has shown us. You create false fears. You usually do that on very racist, xenophobic grounds, and then you metastasize that to convince people that you are the one that can save them from these bad people. Mm-hmm. And so they should give up all of their individual rights, because it, of course, won't ever be them that is under the boot of the government. Again, where's the small government, folks? Now, right. I'd really like to hear from folks. 855-752-4842. Do you or your family have experience with flooding? Matt and I are going to give you some tips. We'll give you some more statistics. What is your feeling about Donald Trump basically taking over law enforcement in Washington, D.C.? Joe from Madison, say hi to Matt. What you got for us?
I've got some facts for you. You started with the first fact that crime is down by, it's a 30-year low in the city of Washington, D.C. So instead of dissing him and dissing that city and lying about what they've done, how about looking at how they've succeeded? A 30-year low? Hello, that sounds kind of successful to me. Let me follow it up with by saying that Baltimore, another city that he was dissing, has a 50-year low for homicide rate. 50-year low. Yeah, yes, this is Brandon Scott is their mayor and doing a fabulous job. Why not look at what's going on there and take hints from it? New York's rate of crime and violence is down. Obviously, things are going well until Bigfoot puts himself in the middle of this. You pointed out that he's scheduled for 30 days. What's he going to do in 30 days to turn the crime rate around? It's dropping now without him being there. This is show, and it's show to say, I'm in charge, I'm going to push you around, and Big Liar Man is lying about the crime rates in these cities. He does not have stats to back him up. I just gave you the stats on Washington, Baltimore, and New York. Crime has been dropping by decades they haven't seen these low of numbers. And so that is what is important. And in terms of cost, Maggie, who's going to be paying for these 800 National Guardsmen that are becoming? Who's going to be paying for it? It's like 500 from Bureau of Tobacco, Alcohol, and Firearms, Marshal Service, and I think FBI. Those people are supposed to be working on other national problems. Are they going to be patrolling the street in Washington, D.C.? If I were a cop in Washington, D.C., I'd be furious. They've been working hard to do a good job in their city, and it's been working. 30-year low in the rates of crime? For God's sakes, what they're doing is going well. I would be furious. Who are they going to be reporting to? The FBI guy in terms of how they do their patrols? Donald Trump? Who are they going to report to? What's the command structure for 30 days? What is this? What is the measurable thing that's going to happen out of this? We're going to be paying for this at the same time we're taking cuts in healthcare, education, transportation, you name it, we're taking cuts. So instead he can have his little show force that is absolutely upside down. If you want to drop crime in big cities, ask these mayors how they did it, because they did do it, and their record is exemplary. I'm sorry, I'm foaming here, but it's an absolute waste of money. It's an absolute waste of money, and it's pointing us in a terrible direction. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Joe. Always appreciate it. Recall when Donald Trump deployed the National Guard to LA, not requested. And again, that trial over his invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to do that started today. That's Gavin Newsom versus Donald Trump. That's a 3-day bench trial started today. Remember when Donald Trump did that in LA for less than a square mile of a more than 500 square mile city? Yeah, the National Guard's members were sleeping on the floor and had to ration food. Yeah, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump saying what it has to do with. This is distraction from his Epstein problem. This is using power for power's sake. It's demagoguery, and it is racist. He name-checked Baltimore. He name-checked Chicago. Those are two black mayors. Mayor of Washington, D.C., also a black mayor. By the way, every single one of us should be advocating for D.C. statehood. That's how you enable local control and let people decide how they wish their government to serve them. It's that simple. Matt, we got just a few seconds. We'll take care of a little business, come back, go to our phones, your thoughts. And folks, if you want to join Matt and I, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's floods and fascism this afternoon. Matt, your closing thoughts.
Just stealing a line from Mike McCabe, Republicans used to be the party of local control. Now they're the party that controls the locals.
The party that controls the locals. Principles only when they suit you, huh, Matt?
Yeah,
and everybody?
The way it is.
You're going to want to stay tuned. This great discussion continues on the other side. If you're on the phone, stay there. 855-752-4842. Text and phone lines are open. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.